It's 6:04. From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. The state's utilities regulator signed off on a plan that allows FPL to charge its customers for a $190 million investment into a fracking project in Oklahoma. WGCU's Ashley Lopez reports FPL says this will save Floridians money in the long run, but others say this decision sets a bad precedent.
In a 4-to-1 vote, the Public Service Commission allowed Florida Power & Light to make an investment with its customers as the sole backer. J.R. Kelly is the public counsel for the state of Florida. He acts as legal representation for FPL's customers. He says there are a lot of problems with this decision. First, he says FPL does not have the legal authority to charge its customers for something other than FPL's core activities. Kelly says this means the company can only charge for generating, transmitting, and distributing electricity. But Kelly also points out that the way FPL is going about paying for this investment is all wrong.
All of the risk of these investments, 100% of the risk, is placed on the backs of Florida Power & Light's ratepayers. They go on and on saying, oh, this is going to save all kinds of money and going to really save our ratepayers a lot of money. Well, if that's the case, and they truly believe that, then let them assume the risk.
Kelly says he applauds FPL for thinking outside the box, but he doesn't think it's a good idea to let the company go ahead with this plan. Kelly says this could set a precedent for allowing utility companies to pass on the cost of their risky investments onto their customers. Also, the commission can't revisit its decision after the fact. If the investment turns out to be a bad one, the PSC can't reverse its approval. Kelly says the Office of Public Counsel is taking a look at possibly appealing the commission's decision. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.